So here it is, 2 Wellington Place. Didn't come to see it before, but anyway, well, somewhere that will live long in memory. Couldn't quite believe it. My God, it must be 30 years ago now when Mum and Dad bought it. They were always talking about buying things, always looking at buying things. Bizarre ideas were buying in Malta, buying a car in Germany, not a house. So we'd sold a place in Cork and then finally got this one. And I came to it that Easter. Was I 10 years old? I think I was in third form. This black door here. I look up to the first floor. Now that blacked out window is a false window. This is a little staircase there. And this was the dining room, one to the left of it. And then there's my bedroom. And then there's the drawing room. And there's another bedroom at the back. There's the kitchen. And there's a sort of small side bedroom. So my parents' bedroom right at the back, looking onto this courtyard behind, and my sister's one as well, so you can see a bit of light. My bedroom was very narrow. You could fit a bed and walk in, but that was about it. And I can't remember who else lived there. There was a family who was directly above, with a boy called Bruno, about my age. I'm not sure I ever spoke to him. They were involved in a band or something. And the top was this old woman who had lots of little dogs. She had one of those sort of German camper van things. She's probably no longer for this world, because when I met her, my God, that must be 30 years ago, and she seemed to be about a century old at the time. No, I'm joking, probably about 70. But for a little boy, that was very old indeed. So here we are, Wellington Place. And we're also told that Leith has been gentrified, a Dockers area, the port of Leith, a separate town from Edinburgh to about 1920. And you see the cobblestone there. That struck me. So they've replaced more of it with asphalt there. And obviously, we're really in the doldrums of the 80s. Mass unemployment was just lifting out of that, because by the 70s the docks had more or less come to a standstill. There's very little manufacturing in the United Kingdom. Things not being shipped in and out, and where they were shipped in and out wasn't from here. It was bigger container ports like Felixstowe. I don't know which the one is for North Britain, or Harwich. Well, that's obviously in Southern Britain as well. Anything else? So that was that. The Dockers Club just there, but I bet very few of them are Dockers. And then there's Victoria Boxing Club. Academy is this school, but hardly ever see any children going in and out of there. So this is Leith Links, the park where apparently the very first ever round of golf was played way back in the 16th century. Links supposed to be near the sea. Now we're not that near the sea, we're at least a mile, but of course the coastline has shifted. And that's how there's a Catholic church not too far away. You may know the Reed twins, what they call the Proclaimers. Which is apparently played by Hibernian Football Club. And then there's this church down behind these buildings near that shopping centre. The shopping centre, they show a bit of it, the statue of Queen Victoria, in that celebrated film from about 1996, what's it called, Trainspotting, magnificent film based in the Irvine Welsh novel set in here in Aldrichi in the mid-80s. You know, Labour's just lost the election not long after the Falklands conflict. The Ulster conflict was almost at its height, and blah, blah, blah. So that was that. And Irvine Welsh, it's semi-autobiographical. So this is it. That's the odd thing. You see that big grey door? I didn't remember that bit of the building. And some of these were former warehouses. I'll show you in a minute. Remember there being a big concert here one summer half term coming down here. A really noisy concert. Very noisy music coming from over there. And we're driving all the way from Banffshire to down here. I was well hacked off because it's like a 3-hour drive, maybe 4 hours. My mother's driving, so miss out so much of the day. But obviously the sunlight was going on till very late back then. And there's some disused railway lines there, walking around there, my sister saying, looks like the sort of place people might get abducted. I remember at the age of 14, that summer, coming here, watching the 94 World Cup there, because we were in Moscow, and just so we didn't want to have to do it in the summer. So my parents told the nurses they'd been letting it out to, they'd have to leave for a couple of months, and they did. We came back here very happy, so I was going around independently. But I saw my friend Will George in Glasgow. I didn't see anyone else. It was before mobile phones, so I couldn't easily contact people. I think I went up to Gordonson, but didn't manage to see Thomas. He wasn't there when we dropped in on them unannounced. His mother kept saying he'd be so disappointed, which no doubt he was. And I can't think what else went on, because I just couldn't get back in touch with my friends from prep school. I did see him once. I went to stay a night in their house. And that was wandering around the city on my own. I wasn't into soliloquizing so much. Going to Max Models down the Royal Mile, walking around Arthur's Seat and so on, thinking about the Zulu War and everything. And that was that. And I recall going to the swimming pool close to here on my own and seeing these French girls about my age and fantasizing about them like rotten. And see this was a warehouse. And I think it actually hadn't been turned into flats yet when I was here last time. So coming over to Leith Links. Anyway, Edinburgh is a delightful spot. And for no particular reason, this place was flogged in 2001 to this couple, Lloyd, Miss Lloyd and her Greek boyfriend. In their 40s, he was an academic, very tall chap with shaggy hair and a beard. Very agreeable sort. He'd been to Indonesia, I was about to go there. And look at this mound. I remember one time me and my sister the slip running over to this mound, running over it and then around to the side. Then she got to the crest of the mound, looked over and couldn't see me because she thought I would have gone straight, but I hadn't. I'd gone around the side of her. Very cunningly, I knew that. So look, this is where the memorial to the very first match of golf was played. Yes, it was, yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Golf, one of my pet hates. So Lynx should be beside the sea. Then you can see that there's a tenement behind, this sort of tall tower block for flats. Anyway, remember over in that shopping centre by that Queen Victoria statue? I can't remember what it's called, actually. Shopping centre might not quite be the word. Sort of an arcade of shops. And there was an incredibly cheap hairdresser. And there'd be pensioners waiting there half the day. I suppose having a good natter, that was a real excuse to have their three follicles clipped for about 20 pence. Obviously, in 1989, I'm not exaggerating, it could have been that cheap. Bear in mind that 40 pence would go quite some way on your Saturday afternoon pocket money as a child to buying some chocolate bars or cola cubes or whatever. Millions, as they were called, those little sweets. Get our sugar fix. So I had forgotten that there was this little garden allotment place, but I could be wrong. Maybe it didn't exist when I first came here. I don't think I ever walked all the way around Leith Links. There. So it's not horrid. Anyway, absolutely decades since I've been here. Too much solitude, really, because in fact I'm a very sociable person. I can scarcely shut up, you know, just born talking. So I'm just irrepressibly loquacious, which is a bit of a problem. I remember this boy at uni, Matt Clark, saying to me, your mouth will get you in trouble one day. My goodness, he couldn't have been more right. I remember 11 years ago today getting that horrid news and meeting that person and thinking, my goodness, my life is over. Might as well end it. And thinking, till 2 days earlier, I actually had a future. But I shan't go into that. But anyway, here I'm still standing. It could have turned out far, far worse. So I'm very fortunate. I thank my lucky stars. So on a real high, I've got to remember just how blessed I am, how I have shown a complete lack of sagacity so many times, but you know, it hasn't panned out too poorly for me. So really, I'm blessed. Somebody up there likes me, it would appear. Not that I believe there is somebody, but yeah, I've often been my own worst enemy. So foolish, got this self-destruct tendency, and now always retracing my steps. I wonder why that would be. Returning to the scene of the crime. Not that there was any crime. My goodness, I had just completely forgotten it was like that, but I could be wrong. Perhaps it wasn't in the early 80s. And there was a building with an Esso label on it. We used to hate Esso for what they did to Dad. Leith Athletic Football Club. I had no idea that was there. So the people who play on the links, but I mean, I didn't remember seeing a football pitch there. So that's also a lot of granite stone, very North British sort of architecture or building material to use. So it can seem quite grey. It's very bright this morning, so it's very lucky out. Anything else I'd like to say? Probably not. So here we are. How life comes full circle. How lucky I am, but how differently I thought it would pan out. I thought I might well come here as an undergraduate. Well, I almost came as a postgraduate, said no. I remember even going to see Dr. Badcock just after I got my A-level results, seeing that sign up in the Divinity Faculty of Edinburgh University, and I could have come, should I have come? I'm glad I didn't, actually, but coming as a postgrad, well, that would have worked out better than what actually transpired, but I wasn't to know that at the time. It is not given us to see these things, so it seemed to me that all augured well. Speaking of auguries, well, look at our feathered friends above, okay? Yon avians supposedly were able to foretell the future. I mean, not deliberately, but the augur could look at them, and by their flight pattern, their number, their altitude, and all the rest of it, he would use this to determine what was actually going to happen. He wouldn't decide it, sorry, but it was like reading the tea leaves. He could find out what was going to happen. This would signify good fortune or ill fortune for you. All right, so I shall stop wittering on all this drivel We're coming up to Police Scotland. You know, here in North Britain, they can't call somebody called a police, it's Police Scotland. All right. Ooh, and they've got it in Irish as well. Perhaps I should say Scots Gaelic. Don't wish to demean Scots Gaelic and claim it's not a language or this is a form of Irish. They're almost the same. Could put it the other way around. Could say that Irish is Scots Gaelic. It doesn't bother me one jot or tittle. Right, I shall switch it off now. Right, toodle pip.